Why wouldn't it work?
Too many goddamn extroverts on Skype.
Well, that's always true. Too many goddamn extroverts is always true.
That's right.
Although we have, I have noticed that like things have kind of like, you know, as far as, you know, like FaceTime and Skype and stuff, it's starting to normalize.
Yeah, well, a lot of things
is kind of.
Are we live, Alan? Because this is good stuff that we don't want to waste.
We're recording.
Well, you live, you knew what I meant. Because they're trying their damnedest to shut everything back down again.
Yeah, they are.
And I know.
It's
I can't wait.
Disturbing. Because well, it's
shut
just
down the library, please.
It's the lack of critical thinking. There's just people out there who are just, they're like parrots. They're like, brah, coronavirus cases are on the rise, brah.
Which is exactly what you would expect.
Well, yes, especially considering that they're doing a shit ton more testing. So, duh. Right.
Well, not only they're doing more testing, but people, when, you know, this was foretold long ago.
Yeah, exactly.
when they released the lockdown, cases would go up.
That was the whole point initially. Yeah. You'll stay home for 15 days, flatten the curve, and turn into 4 fucking months.
Yeah, and now it's like, oh my God, there are more people catching it. Okay, and so what? The governor of Texas has decided for Independence Day to require everybody in Texas to wear a mask.
Oh boy.
Limit gatherings to no more than 10 people, blah de blah de blah de blah.
Just call it a riot.
They're closing like parks and beaches for like the 4th of July weekend, which is just the most idiotic thing ever because, you know, the one place.
I don't think that's about the virus at all. I don't think it's about the virus at all.
No, I
agree. I think the virus is an excuse. I think the virus is an excuse for all this stuff. The virus is an excuse to shut things down and make the economy suck so Trump doesn't win the election.
I don't think that's why.
Well,
I think
a lot of people are afraid of like racial riots. You know.
Bingo. I think it's a very convenient, oh, cases are on the rise. Quick, let's shut things down. And then you don't have.
Well, except riots are exempt.
Okay. True. But if you can get some of the people to stay home, there's less people to worry about.
The riots are all the doctors and epidemiologists and everybody told me that it was impossible to catch the COVID-19 if you were having a riot. So. You know, being afraid for a riot's not an excuse to shut things down.
That's right. The Rona stays away if you're not social distancing for social justice.
Yeah.
Social justice distancing. There we go. We're conflating. Woo!
Well, so they had. I really only pay attention to Texas because you know the rest of the states don't really matter to me.
Spoken like a true Texan.
But they track. So first off, the death rate is so small.
Listen.
Ice cream truck.
No, I want ice cream. Curse you, Brita.
Sorry.
Anyway, the death rate from this is so small in Texas that the daily numbers are spiky. They're all over the place. They're like 10 one day, you know, 50 the next day, 44. So there aren't enough deaths to smooth the curve. So it's just, you know, it's very spiky, but it's in the tens out of a state with, you know, millions and millions of people in it. And you know, the, they're all in a panic because, oh my God, the ICUs are full. And one of the large hospital system administrators was like, yes, ICUs are full because ICUs are always full. Because that's how they work. You know, it's like a factory that you run at full capacity because that's how you make money. The hospitals keep their ICUs at full capacity because they make a shitload of money off of that. So
yeah, if it's running at 50% capacity, you convert half of it into regular rooms.
Or you find an excuse to move people into ICU and charge them more money.
Grossly oversimplifying, but you know, it's one of those things where they're like, oh, we're at 90% capacity on ventilators. That's because you have three, you know, and you two are spoken for and one's being looked at.
Right. So while the cases are going up, and I, like I said, I can only speak for Texas because, you know, the cases are going up, the fatality trend is flat.
Or decreasing,
right. So,
all the grandmas have already died.
Yeah. Cuomo made sure of that.
The people that are they're catching it now are people that are in their like 20s and 30s.
Who are shrugging it off because you're more likely to get hit by a bus.
Yeah, and they have like symptoms of a cold or something, and then they're over it after a couple of days. So, you know,
And Texas is one of the states that's reporting antibodies. So if you had a cold back in April and your work is now paying for you to get tested.
Right.
And you have the antibodies.
Right.
You're showing up as a new case.
Right.
Which is, you know, like I had to look it up on the CDC website because I'm like, I'm missing something. We're testing more. Right. That's why cases are on the rise.
Exactly.
This is so obvious. I have to be missing something. This can't be the case. I looked it up. The CDC's like, oh, yeah, that's one of the reasons, you know, one of the big reasons for the rise is we're just testing more people. Because back in April, we didn't have the capacity to test everyone.
Right.
They were just turning people away from the doctor's offices, which makes sense. If you're 30 years old in good health.
Right. You don't care or you shouldn't care.
Exactly. You know, and the media whipped everyone into a frenzy. So they're all calling their doctors going, I think I have the Rona. And the doctor's like, are you having trouble breathing? Well, no, I have a cough. Okay. You're not having trouble breathing.
Yeah.
Isolate yourself for 2 weeks and you'll be fine.
Right.
Call the ER if there's any blah, 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 blah. And these people are now getting tested. And guess what? They've got the antibody because they had it.
Right.
It is an absolutely meaningless statistic. The number of cases is meaningless, except
because we can't compare it. You know, if we could wave a magic wand and do the exact same number of tests 2 months ago, I suspect the number of cases would be the same,
or less today.
It's possible.
You were testing the same proportion of the population,
right?
The thing is, the only thing that testing more people does is it lets us, it keeps decreasing the mortality rate.
Right.
Because we're finding out that more and more people had it.
Right.
But the same number are dying from it. So it's less potent. It's not the 3-7% that they were touting back in March and April to frighten us into our homes.
Yeah.
Ooh, additional results show a 7% mortality rate. I'm like, a 7% mortality rate would be the end of the fucking world.
Yeah, well, it would be the plague all over again.
It would be Stephen King's The Stand.
That was more like 90%, but yeah, okay.
From a sociological perspective, 7%.
Oh, yeah.
You think of, you know, 10 people and one of them dies.
Yeah.
If out of every, I mean, think about how many people you know, 7% of them dropping dead. It would be.
Jay, I kind of have a list, so I'm not upset.
Damn it, Alan. You know, whereas, honestly, from people I know in meat space, one person had COVID.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know anybody directly who has had.
Right. You know, it's like, you know, a couple of people that I know on Facebook have it. And I saw several of them, their grandmother or mother or whatever. And it's terrible. You know, it's awful when you lose a loved one. And that's, I think, kind of the reason they've been able to get away with this.
Well, because they're scaring the ever-loving crap out of everyone. That's what they're doing.
Right. And then the longer it goes on, I mean, it's a natural progression. The longer it goes on, the longer we're locked in our houses, the longer we're like, this is fucking ridiculous. And we realize that, hey, it's not as big of a deal, you know. So we start to go out, or something happens and everyone explodes, like in Minneapolis. You know, it's like this, oh, it must be a real, you know, a big problem. Well, it is a problem. It's not as big as I think it's being made out to be, because I think it could have been, you know, they used the wrong color on the most recent biology textbook. Let's riot, because people wanted to get the hell out of the house.
Yeah.
But again, we see the same. It's the same pattern. It's you blow everything out of proportion. You feed people this skewed view of things, and you get the desired result.
Yep.
We saw it with global warming, which is very interesting to watch how COVID-19 and global warming kind of butt heads.
Might as well be the exact same thing.
Say, well, yes and no, because there's been this whole, people are starting to point out that I'm seeing masks and gloves everywhere. They're on the side of the road, they're on the sidewalks and parking lots. Because people are disgusting pigs.
Right.
You know, by and large, people are disgusting. Brita, you work in a library. Back me up here.
I can back you up.
And there's like a
yes,
serious...
I spend most of my day. Honestly, now I spend most of my day wiping down computers.
Right.
Because we have 16 computers open to the public normally, but because of COVID, we now have 4. So all day long, I make computer appointments and wipe down computers. And I mean, normally my job, like I try to help people on the computer, and a lot of that, like, and then I'm talking pre-COVID, a lot of that is very like you're in very close contact physically
right.
with the patron, right? Because you're over them and you're helping them on the computer and you're blah, blah, blah. And now we have, I got to tell you that this whole time with the virus and the whole COVID and the lockdown, I was really kind of blasé about it. I was like, like I'm okay. Everybody knows okay. The numbers in Lake County are cool. Like it's not that bad. And like, I'm like, oh, okay. But this week, for some reason, I don't know. It like really struck me, because we have like an influx of people from Cuyahoga County, because their numbers are higher. Their libraries are closed. Cuyahoga County has higher COVID numbers than Lake County, and they're one county over. And because of that, their libraries are closed. And so when their patrons call up their libraries and say, oh, I need a computer, blah, 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 they're like, oh, hey, call Wycliffe. They're open. They'll help you. And so we have all these like people coming in from other counties, and I can't remember what day it was. I can't remember what day I had my like breakdown snap thing, but like I had spent all day doing computers with people, and like nobody was socially distancing and nobody was really wearing masks, and I'm like, oh, like I'm not really a germaphobe. I'm not. just generally, but it really like hit me. I'm like, ah, fuck, I'm totally going to get it. I'm totally going to get it. And after that day, I was like, no more. I'm not helping anybody on the computer. I don't give a shit what you need. Like, if I can't help you from 6 feet away, uh-uh. Good luck. And you know what? Fucking amazing. People figured out how to use the computer and the printer. I have printed out like instructions. They're next to every computer, laminated so I can wipe them down. The wiping, just all day with the wiping. And what do you know? People can read instructions and figure it the fuck out for themselves. It's like a fucking miracle. Thank you, COVID.
So they've just been bugging you about it all this time because they're lazy fucks.
People are fucking lazy. Oh, and I just want to talk. I'm just going to go off for a second.
Go.
Please.
Okay. Well, neither of you work with public, right?
No, thank God.
So you don't have like this kind of like experience with the public. I have to tell you that it is a very fascinating psychological experiment. It's like in real time, you have this psychological experiment going on. Okay. So I work at the reference desk, and one of the requirements for us opening was that we needed plexiglass as a barrier between us and the public. According to the Ohio Library Council, that was like one of the requirements for us to open. And so we ended up
like a sneeze shield over a salad bar.
It's not even that. It's our plexiglass situation is 3x3 sheets of plexiglass hung from the ceiling in front of, let's say, like the reference desk or the computer where you would sit.
Okay.
And you would think, okay, I've got a plexiglass 3x3 in front of me, like a window, right? Mm-hmm. Right in front of the computer, and you would think that would be enough.
Yeah.
Where people would walk up and stand in front of the computer, in front of the plexiglass, and interact with you through the plexiglass.
Right.
Okay, so we had, like, let's say at the main computer at the reference desk, we had, like, I think there's, like, two sheets of this plexiglass, and they're 3x3, mind you, so there's, like, a gap in between them. Couple gaps. And I would say 99%, I'm not exaggerating, 99% of patrons who come to the reference desk, they come up and they walk up and they walk right to the gap.
Yeah.
And they stick their little faces right in the gap. I mean, it's on a certain level, it's fascinating because it's like human nature. Yeah. You want to interact with each other. You want to interact. You want to be heard. You want to make eye contact. And for some reason, people feel like they can't make eye contact through plexiglass or I'm not sure what. But literally, it was like
weird.
An 8, 9, 10 inch gap in between pieces of plexiglass, and people would walk right up to the gap. And not only that, but for some reason people think that we can't hear them through their masks, so they pull their mask to talk to us while being in the gap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I
talked to the maintenance man and I said, "Please, could you move the plexiglass over and make it overlap so there's no gap in this one section?" And he's like, "Oh, sure. And so I didn't work today. I talked to my coworker. I sent her a text message. I said, "Did John fix the gap?" And she said, "Oh, yeah, he fixed the gap." She sent me a picture. It's like kind of overlapping. It's perfect. And then she sends me another picture of the gap on the other side. She says, "Now they come to this side." So there's a gap on the other side that they come through. And honestly, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
That human beings, they need that, like, there cannot be a barrier when you interact.
Yep.
Something psychologically happens where people need to have contact. They feel there's a barrier. They don't feel like they're being heard. Like, I'm not sure what it is, but
there's a sociology PhD.
Yeah.
In this whole thing.
Somebody should do an experiment or something.
There really is.
You need to mark off a square on the floor and put like stand here.
That is the next step. Yes. I'm going to put a square on the floor. You know how when you put a piece of paper on the floor for cats?
Yes.
And you put the piece of paper on the floor for a cat, and the cat's like, ooh.
And they run away.
And they sit literally in the middle of an empty room. Right. You can have an empty room, but put a piece of paper in the middle of the empty room. The cat will sit on the paper.
Yep.
I'm thinking if I go in on Monday and put a square on the floor that people will stand
Yep.
Put an X.
I'm just going to treat this like a psychological experiment.
Either an X or a dot.
You know, maybe like a square with an X.
There you go.
There you go. There you go. Square or alternately, have the maintenance guy hang a tennis ball from the ceiling, like your garage, you know, so you don't drive your car in too far. It's like if your forehead touches the tennis ball, you're too close. Bonk.
Just do like a PVC tube bar across the edge.
It's just like clearance. There you go. Stop.
Clearance 5 feet, you know.
Oh my God.
You know, or put something at like 8 feet that says you must be this tall to access the reference desk.
Yeah. I've noticed an interesting thing about myself. Wearing masks. I've noticed an interesting thing about wearing masks at work. I curse so much more frequently. like out loud. And I'm thinking maybe it's like because I think my mouth is covered, nobody can hear me or see me say it or whatever. But yeah, I'm swearing a lot more at work. I should probably make a note of that.
That's awesome.
Wow.
The mask thing is there's another sociology PhD in the reaction to the masks because it's I really don't care. I mean, I'll wear one because it's expected. I don't care.
Yeah.
But it seems like I'm the minority. People are either you're not the boss of me. This is the hill I will die on. I'm not wearing a mask. Or you are literally the incarnation of Hitler if you do not wear a mask. It's either or. And like people are lining up to virtue signal that you can't make me wear a mask. And if you don't wear a mask, you're not a human being.
All this calls for is a death mask.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Thunderdome.
I don't mind wearing a mask if it's socially, you know, required or something. I don't like being told to under like a threat of fine, which is what we have in Texas.
Yeah. And I totally get that. And I'm very sympathetic to that, that it's like, you know, you can't tell me you're not the boss of me. There's nothing more American than saying, fuck you. You're not the boss of me.
Right.
By the same token, what a silly thing to make a big deal out of.
Yes, it's ridiculous.
And on both sides. I mean, I've seen people, if you're not going to wear a mask, unfriend me. Huh, okay, oh, click. Yeah.
So we've had in Harris County, we've had for like 2 weeks now, we've had this like the stupid Twinkie that's the county judge has issued this order that you have to wear a mask if you go inside a business. And they put the onus on the business because what they said was, you know, if we catch a customer in here, you're going to get fined. So they make the business police the mask wearing, which is just all kinds of wrong. But anyway,
you can thank the state of Massachusetts for that precedent.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Anyway. So, when I go to the grocery store or something like that, I carry my mask, and right before I go in the door, I put it on. And I, you know, when I come back out with my cart of stuff, and I exit the building, I take it off. And man, I got the worst stink eye from this woman because I was walking through the parking lot, easily 50 feet away from another living soul.
Yes.
And I'm getting glared at by somebody because I'm not wearing a mask.
Because people cannot hold more than one concept in their tiny little brains. Plain and simple. It is the fucking sheep in Animal Farm bleeding four legs good, two legs bad.
Yep.
Mask good, no mask bad. That's all it is. They forget that the whole point of a mask is if you cannot socially distance.
Right.
Right. Yes.
They miss that whole part. They just fixate on you have to wear a mask.
Right.
And they stop there and they don't think any further.
I mean, I go in the grocery store and I literally don't come within 10 feet of another human the whole time I'm in there. And right. When I go through the checkout, there's a hanging piece of plexiglass between me and the, you know, like yep. the entire, and they don't have the gap problem, Brita, because they just block off the whole damn thing. You know,
don't stand in the gap.
It's one giant sheet yeah. of plexiglass with a little hole you can hand your money through and stuff.
I wish I'd thought to buy stock in plexiglass. Like if I could go back to February.
Yes. So, but,
if I can go back to February, me.
Yeah, you could go through HEB and not get close enough to anybody for it to matter. And,
yeah, it's a big giant store.
And yet you still have to wear a mask.
Oh, see, my whole thing with the mask is for those on the side of, oh, you can't make me wear a mask, there's two things. One, it fucks with the facial recognition software. That alone is enough for me. If I can set back facial recognition 10 years by wearing a mask, nice. I will wear a mask until they tell me I can't. Because I love that. Because facial recognition software is one of the biggest threats we're facing. And look no further than contact tracing, where they can tell where you've been by your phone. They will every single piece of technology they can.
And it's not going to track away. You.
Exactly. So if we can slow it down by wearing masks so it fucks with the algorithm, power to it. I will wear a bandana. I don't care. I will wear a fucking Bigfoot head for that matter. Number one. Number two, I've gotten into Bob's Burgers. I think, Brita, I think you recommended that.
Well, yeah.
There was an episode where Gene the son wears a Bigfoot head. Anyway, Beef Squatch. Anyway, sorry.
Yes, I digress. Beef Squatch.
Beef Squatch.
Yes.
Anyway.
Classic.
The second thing is when you're, I mean, first of all, the second thing is two parts. First of all, there's a perverse pleasure in having a gun on you and putting a mask on to go into an establishment.
I know. Isn't it great?
And second, aren't we, you know, as when you're concealed carrying, you don't yell at people driving down the road because you're de-escalating. As a general rule, it's not a good idea to be like, hey, fuck you, blah, blah. No, you're just like, whatever. I'm carrying. I have to be above that. Well, if you're carrying and people are expecting you to wear a mask, if you go out without a mask, they're going to get in your face. So put on the damn mask and de-escalate. It's not hard. This is not rocket science. It's just put it on. Go into the store, you put it on. You get out of your car, you approach the store, you put it on. It's not hard.
Yep.
I don't get the emotional investment people have either way. And then on the other side, if you're wearing your mask and you're making sure that everyone else that you love and care about is wearing a mask, it does not matter if no one else on the fucking planet wears a mask. So why the fuck do you have to virtue signal? Ooh, wear the mask. Blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares.
Well, also, Jay, we have a combination, right? So we have wear the mask and close things down.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
But if wearing a mask works, then why close anything down? Everything should be open. Wear a mask. Problem solved. Open everything.
Exactly.
Done.
Exactly. You know, and
because if a mask doesn't work, then why are we having to wear?
Why are we requiring them? Exactly.
And if it does work, then nothing should be closed, and there should be no limits on people getting together.
There's a term for that. It's like never. It's basically there's a term for never ascribe to malice what can be adequately described by stupidity. That's what this is.
Yes.
You know, it's not. It, you know. It's it's tempting and it's seductive to think that this is some big conspiracy, man. They're doing this to get to you, man. No, well, they're just, I think, they're just,
I
they're
think
retards.
Some people are using it. Just, just like the looters used the riots to their advantage.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
There are people just, using this idiocy to their advantage.
As an overarching, you know, like the government as a whole is too fucking dumb.
Well, because it's made of people. And people,
exactly.
And honestly, it's made of people that, you know,
couldn't make a living in the real world.
Right.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. didn't hold a job for 40 years until he won an election. There you go, right there.
Yeah, you know, and it's I get it. You know, it's like you'd like to think that it is a big conspiracy, because the alternative is people really are this fucking dumb.
No, I think they're that dumb.
That's a frightening concept, that people are that stupid. And then all you need to do is walk on the public. I'm wearing a mask. It's on your forehead. I'm not kidding. I've seen dozens of people with the mask on their forehead
or around their chin or they,
my favorite are the dirty, filthy masks.
Yeah.
I mean, people coming in, they're wearing masks, but they're filthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the people that have it pulled up so they can talk on the phone or something. And,
you know, I mean, under your chin, I get, because maybe you pulled it down to take a sip of your coffee and just forgot to pull it back up. Okay. Why is it on your forehead? Why?
I like the photo of the guy in the airplane that was wearing it over his eyes.
Oh, I did that at work the other day. I have to confess, I did that at work the other day. I had a headache, and I put my mask over my eyes, and I was the only one at the desk, so like there was nobody around.
I've been wearing a Zorro mask this whole time.
Mask. You said to wear a mask.
Exactly. I got my Zorro mask. I'm like, aha.
Actually, it's kind of funny because the Texas order actually says the mask must cover your nose and mouth.
Well, that's something.
So but anyway, let's change the subject.
Enough on the masks and how stupid people are. Speaking of stupid people, let's just segue into, I don't know, anything.
Yeah, take your pick, Jay.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Well, you know, the latest in the statues must go. Apparently, there was a statue of an elk that was knocked over. Because, God damn you, racist elk.
Elks are white supremists.
Well, it just shows
that it's not about anything anymore. It's just about violence and riots and anarchy. It's not about anything. If it ever was, it's just about, I don't know. You know what? There's a whole generation of people who should have been spanked more and sent to their rooms because.
Yep.
I'm just saying the generation that was coddled and given the blue ribbon, even though they didn't deserve it, and the gold star, and told they were great, and they never had any consequences for anything because mommy was guilty because mommy went to work every day and didn't have any time to spend with them.
Speaking of
they never had discipline.
Speaking of which,
the
woman on the TikTok video.
Oh,
yeah.
Who said that she would stab anyone who said all lives matter.
Yeah. Okay.
Harvard graduate.
You mean like the Yale lawyer that was surprised they got arrested for lobbing Molotov cocktails at police cars?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, she was all set to start a new job at some big accounting firm, Deloitte.
Yep.
They fired her.
Quite frankly, I'm shocked at that.
I'm surprised too, but they did. They fired her, and I'm shocked. I think it's because they don't. You know, accounting is still one of those super conservative things where they worry about.
You know, it's actuarial.
Yeah, if you become a subject of news coverage, yes, you're going to lose your job because
and that's also just how it is in accounting. Someone with that little presence of mind,
right,
to think, yes, about what kind of repercussions could this have? I'm putting this controversial thing. It doesn't matter what the controversial thing is. It's something controversial. Right. It doesn't matter what it is. It could have been a white person saying they support the Confederate flag. It's controversial. It's dumb to put something controversial. Exactly. You know, and I'm kind of surprised that they were willing to. I mean, was she fired or did they just rescind the offer? Because
she was fired.
She had, well, I don't think she'd actually started yet. So,
yeah. So, which, you know, in Virginia, you're an employee at will,
right,
which means they can fire you for literally any reason. They don't like the color of your shirt. They don't like your body odor, yeah, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
You're gone.
Well, anyway, so this woman, instead of being, you know, oh shit, I really fucked up. Oh no. She's like the those drug addicts who blame everybody else under the sun except themselves for their own.
You know what that's called? You know what that's called? Narcissism.
Yeah, well, it's Trump supporters' fault that she lost her job. She
naturally
is innocent.
Yes. I mean, we have there's this whole weird generation that they post every waking thought on social media.
Oh yeah.
It's
crazy.
And they post everything. Like everything they do is on social media and Snapchats and TikToks and I'm sorry, honey, you're not that profound. Number one, and secondly, there are some things you should keep to yourself, like talking about murdering people.
Yeah,
that might be something you may not want to put out there on the internet forever. You know, just saying.
Well, especially where it wasn't just like, if I stab you and I get a paper cut, do all cuts matter? I mean, she was graphic in that I'm going to stab you in the heart and watch you bleed out, and then you're like,
She actually made what would be considered a legitimate threat.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if you look at a woman like that, you're like, wow, how is she going to handle conflict in the workplace?
Exactly. Do you want to take on that liability? And the answer is hell no.
Yeah.
No. No. Well,
honestly, that's why a lot of companies are looking at people's social media now before they hire them, because they want to see, you know, do you post pictures of like your vacation and your party and stuff like that, or do you post like stupid shit that, you know, could get you in trouble? I mean,
is it cat pictures and nice flowers and cute animals,
right?
Or is it you getting blackout drunk every fucking week? Or smoking pot doing black tar heroin?
What is your level of responsibility, you know? I mean...
Right. But what was the first thing she did after getting fired? Oh!
Blame Trump.
Blame Trump and set up a Venmo.
GoFundMe or whatever.
Yes, the GoFundMe. Yep. Yeah.
You know, which is like, you know,
but the whole blame somebody else thing is just,
I look at that. It's a natural outgrowth of the everyone gets a trophy generation.
Oh, absolutely.
Nothing is ever your fault.
Right.
Somebody else is responsible. It's not that you're a fucking moron. It's those evil Trump supporters.
Right. You're the victim.
You know, I almost wonder. What happens if Joe Biden wins in November? What are these people
all is forgotten instantaneously.
Well, yes, but what are these people going to blame their life, their shitty lives
Jay,
on?
Jay, their lives will cease to be shitty. It's just like it's like the difference between the day before Obama was sworn in and the day after. Remember? Remember the day before Code Pink and protests everywhere and anti-war and all this stuff. And then the second
Cindy Sheehan.
Right. And the minute Obama was sworn in, poof, all gone.
Cindy Sheehan went to Pluto
right,
when Barack Obama was born.
For 8 years.
Born when he was elected.
Completely gone. Poof. Yep.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, I go back to military service. You know, when it was Bill Clinton running against war hero George H.W. Bush,
right.
Military service was meaningless. Oh, that's such an antiquated notion. Why would we care about that? Right. George W. Bush against Al Gore. He was a deserter. He went AWOL. Al Gore served honorably.
Right.
You know, cut to Barack Obama, now military service. He's running against John McCain. Yeah, military service doesn't matter anymore. And then I can only surmise that because it was Hillary Clinton, it didn't come up in 2016. But it didn't stop them from smearing Trump as a draft dodger. Guys, it hasn't mattered in, you know, at least 8 years. Who cares? But it's going to be interesting, you know, because, you know, I mean, we've gone so far past absurd. Hawaiian shirts are racist.
Oh, yeah. Rushmore glorifies white supremacy.
Yes. Independence Day glorifies white supremacy.
That's right. Independence Day is oh, the latest one I saw, national parks.
National park, yes.
National parks are white supremacist for some reason that I do not comprehend.
I saw an article on the BBC where they were saying that, like outdoor spaces like parks and things were perceived by people of color as white spaces, where they felt uncomfortable going to the park. It's like there's nobody else around. Like, what is your problem? Go take a walk in the park. Nobody's going to bug you. So much is manufactured.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like that whole, it's like that whole, you know, it's like they do those studies where it's like, how do you avoid poverty, right? Graduate high school, don't have any kids before you're married.
Yep.
You know, stuff like that. And, you know, get a job, you know, things like that. And yet those things are considered white. You can't.
Now they are. They used not to be.
No, but that's what they'll say. Oh, you can't tell people of color that the way to not be poor is to have some self-control. Yeah, some self-control. Yeah. Graduate from high school. Don't have kids out of wedlock. You know, and they're like, oh, no, you can't do that. That's racist. What?
Which, when you think about it, what's really racist is assuming you're talking about people of color. Because there's a shit ton of white people that do that shit.
Right.
Between hillbillies and meth heads and Florida man.
And there's a lot of people of color who manage to do exactly that and get ahead. Yeah. So it is, and you're right, Jay, the number of shitty ass white people that are you know, welfare queens vastly outnumber the number of people of color living, who are
cooking meth in their trailer park.
Yeah. It's you know there's absolutely no doubt about that. But again, so
if you hear someone say, if you want to stay out of poverty, don't have kids out of wedlock, and you immediately think that person is referring to black people, you are the fucking racist.
Yep, you're right.
You know, if you automatically, that person could only be talking about black people. You're the racist because that person could very well be talking about white people only. He could, that person could be talking about trailer park trash. Mm-hmm. Exclusive white neighbor, exclusively white, or, you know, you could be talking about anybody. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to have a race. It's generic. It is generic advice. And if you take it to mean any specific race, you're the racist.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
can really, I just make a point here?
Yes.
Let me make a point. And it's going to make everybody mad. Because this is the feeling that if you graduate from high school and you get a job and you wait to be married, to have children, and et cetera, et cetera, you're going to be successful.
No.
And you're going to get
ahead. They're not saying that.
They are saying
that. No, they're saying you won't, like, they're saying you won't be poor.
You won't be poor.
Not.
Well, you know, another way to not be poor is to live off the government. And have all those people who are busting their ass at two jobs every single week pay for your fucking bills.
Yep.
And that's they probably have like seminars on how to do this shit.
Well, of course they do.
And this is not a racial thing, but I'm sorry, but I go to the store in my hoopty Grand Marquis and I'm busting my ass to pay my bills every week. And I go to the store and I see people like paying with WIC and with, you know, Tig. And paying with like their Ohio like benefits card or whatever it is. And they're like wearing, you know, nice clothes. They've got a nice car. They've got good shoes. They've got the manicure. They've got the hair done.
New iPhone.
Like, and new iPhone. And I'm paying for all that. So success in this country, or not being poor, or getting ahead, is all fucked up now.
Yes,
thank you, government.
Yep.
Thank you, government.
Also, you know what else?
Also, thank you, Democrats, because that is what they bank on.
You can thank Lyndon Johnson for that.
Exactly.
You know what else, though? They specifically exclude those benefits when they are calculating poverty rates.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure.
That's the one thing I noticed in all of the footage from any of the riots. Pick anyone. It doesn't matter where it was from.
Mm-hmm.
What does every single person have in their fucking hand?
Smartphone.
A smartphone.
Nicer cell phone than me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every single person has a smartphone. Okay? You are automatically removed from being able to talk shit about being in poverty if you've got a fucking smartphone. Period. Full stop. If you have a smartphone, you are not allowed to bitch about poverty, blah, blah, blah. No. No. Okay? Because there's a shit ton of us that grew up before smartphones. We lived. We did shit. We survived. For fucking ever. You don't need one. You have a smartphone because you want one.
Because you can afford it. You have the money. You have the spare money to be able to pay for it, which means you are, by definition, not poor.
Exactly. And if you are paying for it through any other means, shut your pie hole.
Yeah.
You know, if you're getting EBT or whatever, the fact that you have a smartphone that is an entirely superfluous device, the fact that you can call someone or access the internet wherever you are is entirely superfluous to existing as a human being. We did it for literally millennia before the smartphone was invented. They were John D. Rockefeller never had a smartphone. You know, richest man in the fucking world for a time.
I bet he'd given up a few of his millions to get one, though.
Absolutely. You know, but the fact that you're complaining about the, the rich get richer, the poor get poor, blah, 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 all this fucking class warfare bullshit, and you're holding a fucking $1,100 iPhone 11 in your hand. Fuck you.
Well, you know what's going to happen, Jay? if this plays out the way they want it to. You know, this is this globalist, international socialism, globalist bullshit. You know, and these people rioting for their, you know, things. You know, oh, we need socialism because that's awesome, you know. Guess what the rest of the world's going to do?
They're going to want their smartphones.
You damn right. And so everybody in the U.S. that thinks they're poor.
Right.
That isn't. Is in like the top 10% of the world.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, you go into any trailer park.
Yeah.
Any trailer park, pick any random person in that trailer park and compare them to, and this is one of my little obsessions during the quarantine was I caught up on the Grand Tour.
Oh yeah,
which is Jeremy Clarkson and the Top Gear guys. Yep. It's the next thing, and they actually there were several where they went to Mongolia, they yep. went to where the hell was it? Namibia, and you see how a huge swath of the world lives that's not the United States or Europe, and it is vastly different. And there's still people living in mud huts.
Yep.
And so if you go into, you know, central Okefenokee Swamp, Florida Man territory, trailer park, and pull out the fucking gap-toothed, slack-jawed Cletus yokel who sells meth for a living and drives a 1987 IROC Camaro in 14 shades of primer gray.
With his mullet.
He is a fucking king compared to 85% of the fucking world. Yeah, he is a king. And that's, you know, the what we don't realize, we as in the entire United States have this privilege. We talk about white privilege or male privilege or this privilege or that privilege. If you are in the United States of America,
yeah,
you have a standard of living that of the vast majority of the rest of the world would literally fucking kill to have. They would murder people gleefully to have that. To live in a trailer with air conditioning and electric light and running water. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. And a bathroom. Yeah.
A bathroom, a bathtub, running water, a fucking heater,
yeah.
a stove that you can boil water on. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yep.
I turn the tap and water comes out.
And it's
this
safe
is
to drink.
Magic.
It doesn't yes. kill you.
Exactly. And I don't die of dysentery.
Right.
A huge chunk of the world would kill for that. We are so privileged, we don't even realize that we're privileged. And we invent things like, oh, male privilege or white privilege. And oh, goodness, they have, you know, it is not perfect. Anyone who claims it is wrong. But we are doing so much better than so many other people that we can't even see other people have it worse. That's the amazing thing. Like you think you're in a bad community and there's injustice and the police are corrupt and the politicians don't care about you. And this is the worst possible thing ever. Well, you know what? Roving bands didn't come in with machetes and hack your fucking entire town to death.
Unless you were in Chaz.
And that, well, yeah, there's that. And that's the way a good chunk of the world is.
Yep.
You know, it's we have it so good here. We can't yeah. even conceive that it could be worse somewhere else. Even
you know, I read an article this week. I'm sorry. To interrupt.
Oh, no,
this week,
please. I'm back.
By Victor Davis Hanson. I think it was on Fox News. Victor Davis Hanson said, and this just stuck with me, and I think everybody needs to hear this. I mean, like, both sides, everybody. America does not have to be perfect to be good. Because none of us are.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll post a link in the Squirrel Report page on the Facebook, but we don't have to be perfect to be good. Because America is good. We're the greatest force of good in the world. Yep. And sure, we've all made our mistakes.
Yep.
And we're learning and we're growing and we're figuring it out. But we're the last place for freedom. And I mean, there's still people fighting to come over here. There's still people trying to get in. Because we're the last place of goodness and freedom.
There are more people enslaved today in
Africa,
the Middle East and Africa than were ever enslaved in the entire history of the United States.
Sure.
More people at this instant are slaves in Africa and the Middle East than were ever slaves in the entire history of the United States.
Not according to Hillary's VP candidate. The United States invented slavery. Thanks, Tim Kaine.
Jesus Christ. What a genius that guy is. Wowie.
Yep.
But that's, you know, yeah, your Bree is exactly right. This whole, like, you know, plus, you know, honestly, given how generally shitty people are to begin with, it's pretty fucking amazing that we're this good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just.
But, you know, we have,
I mean, with not being like Sweden, like everybody's like, oh, Sweden, or is Sweden that has socialism? I forget.
Yeah.
But well, most of Scandinavia, but
they're like one group, like they're one ethnic group. They have one history and they are all together. And
it's one tribe, basically.
Sure, it all kind of works for, but here we are, you know, it's not going to work here.
But even in Sweden, where they've let in a whole shitload of immigrants, EU, that whole thing's starting to break down.
Yep.
Well, certainly.
Yep. Well, we don't talk about Sweden anymore because of COVID.
Right.
Because Sweden was like, fuck you, we're not shutting down. And yeah, they saw a spike, but it went away. And things were back to normal, and nobody wants to talk about that because, oh, well, that probably would have happened here, too. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Going back, though, the overarching point I wanted to make is what we've seen is the moving goalposts. It is a hallmark. It is, you know, we're going to shut down for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And then it morphed into something different. Oh, they're right. They want to tear down the Confederate general statues because of the Civil War and slavery. And that just blew up. And all of a sudden it's, no, we're tearing down Teddy Roosevelt and Gandhi and a fucking elk. An elk. They burned the statue of an elk. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's stop pretending this has fuck all to do with the Civil War, the Confederacy, slavery, or anything. It's a bunch of fucking children having a fucking temper tantrum. That's all it is. And the fact is people haven't, you know, other than, God bless them, Alan, the Alamo. That was my favorite thing in the fucking world. They were like, oh, we're going to go tear down that patriarchal Alamo. And the Texans are like, fuck around and find out. Go ahead. Yeah. You want to make Custer Stand the second worst massacre in U.S. history? Go right ahead.
come and take it.
Yeah. You know, this is not an empty platitude here, motherfucker. This is a bunch of angry Texans with semi-automatic rifles going, I wouldn't. I'm just saying.
And because it's Texas, not just semi.
they're just going, don't start none, won't be none.
A couple of good old boys setting up defensive, you know, pill boxes in the corners there.
It's if you don't start it, absolutely nothing bad will happen. If you want to protest, protest your heart out. If your protest involves Molotov cocktails, we're going to have problems.
Well, you know, that brings up another point, Jay, because, you know, recently we had a guy who was shot by protesters because he was trying to drive through the group blocking the street.
Oh, yeah.
And you hear
that
the
was
whole,
in Utah, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was in Utah. And they arrested the guy. And you know, of course, they try to go, oh, he was, you know, he was being violent with us. You know, so I just want to say that peaceful protesting is not blocking the street, impeding travel. That is not peaceful. Right.
And it's certainly not jumping up and down on a fucking car hood.
Right. Banging on windows. That is not peaceful. You can't.
Exactly. You have ceded the right to be called peaceful.
Yeah, this is.
When you have swarmed the vehicle and are pounding on the glass and jumping on the hood and kicking and.
Right.
No.
Peaceful is standing, you know, out of the way, not blocking traffic, not impeding progress, not accosting people that are trying to pass through. Those things are not peaceful. And the minute you stop being peaceful, you lose the right. Because what you have is a right to peaceably assemble.
Sure. Show me in the Constitution where it says the protests have to be peaceful. Yeah. And Romney, dude, is like, it's right there. Look, right there, the people.
Mr. Cuomo.
Peaceful.
It's right there.
Yeah.
God bless you, Ramen dude.
So yeah. So the minute
I love him.
Yeah, the minute you start impeding traffic, you're no longer peaceful.
Yep.
And if you get run over, guess what?
Yep. And then I think that's the big thing. Is it's like you wanna stop that shit. You don't even have to make it legal. You just remind people it is perfectly legal that if someone has you penned in and starts banging on your car and puts you in fear for your life, run them the fuck over.
That's exactly right.
Your car is a several million grain projectile.
Yep.
You know, forget
F equals MA.
Exactly. None of this I'll shoot them bullshit. You know what? My RAV4 has way the fuck more muzzle energy than a 9mm, than even a 45.
What's the foot pound energy of a 4,000-pound vehicle going 10 miles an hour?
I'm traveling much slower, but I got a hell of a lot more mass behind it. And, you know, there's a lovely video of a group of peaceful protesters swarming a police car who's on his way to an emergency call. And, no, he runs several people the fuck over.
Good.
And, in fact, he runs a couple of them over twice.
Whoops.
He's like, nope, move. And they wouldn't move, so they got run the fuck over.
My second favorite video of the week was the horse kicking the protest.
That's so great. So great.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't mess. Horses are like honey badgers. They do not. They have no fucks to give.
No. So before we go.
Yes.
Chaz is no more.
What about the garden?
Chop.
The garden.
No.
Chop has been chopped. And I would like to point out that like all utopian projects, Chaz/Chop devolved into a shithole where people were killed, abused, raped, assaulted.
Yep.
You know.
It's Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies. Like all utopias turn into.
Yep. And you know, the whole, you know, we're gonna be a racially diverse, wonderful utopia. All you have to do is get rid of the police. And I go back to Rorschach from The Watchmen. You misunderstand.
Yeah.
You're locked in here with me.
Right.
And the police are not protecting me from you. The police are protecting you from me. The fact that they will arrest you for trying to burn my house down means I'm not shooting you for trying to burn my house
down.
But
that's the point, Jay. Like, throughout history, police are a fairly recent invention. You know what we used to do to people before police existed?
Yep.
We used to kill them.
We killed them. Plain and simple. We killed them.
We killed them for what is considered a trivial offense now.
Oh, stealing a horse. The Oxbow incident.
Right. You steal a horse, you die. You steal something, you die.
Cattle rustling?
You die.
Oh, that was a capital offense.
Yeah. I mean, there.
Right now, Texas is viewed as an aberration because you can kill someone over property. And that's like, oh my God, nothing you own is worth killing someone for.
Right.
Well,
yes, it is.
Except that all of recorded human history says otherwise.
Right. It was the invention of the police and that
the justice
mythical
system. Yes.
Social contract that said if you know, the government said you give us this power. And we will make sure everybody plays fair and everything's good. And that social contract is being abrogated nationwide.
Yep. Defund the police.
And
you are not going to like what happens if you defund the police. you trust me on this.
Yeah.
We sold 8 million fucking guns last month. You are not going to like what happens if there's no police. At all.
And how many billions of rounds of ammunition?
The police are there for the criminals' protection.
That's exactly right.
We've ruled repeatedly the police are under no obligation to protect you. Plain and simple.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. If they can, they will. They will go to great lengths. Sometimes they will sacrifice their lives, and God bless them for it. But they are under no obligation to do so.
Right.
However, if you think the guy down the street stole tools out of your garage, the police are there to arrest him so that you don't go down and shoot him.
Well, that's exactly right.
That's what the police are for.
And without the police, that's what we'll go back to.
Exactly.
It'll be vigilante justice. And it is a lot. Vigilante justice is a lot worse on criminals and,
suspected criminals.
And frankly, think about it. You know, they used to even with police in the U.S., they used to put up with a lot less shit than we do now. Vagrancy was not allowed. They were much stuff.
The homeless sitting on the streets in San Francisco, ain't going to happen if there's no police.
Exactly. So, this is.
You know, be careful of what you wish for because you just might get it.
Yeah.
And that's, it's mind-boggling. We have to learn this again and again and again. And this is why I go back to my favorite book ever of Fahrenheit 451, The Parable of the Phoenix, that you have to burn yourself down to be reborn again and again and again. And we have to do this. We have to destroy everything so that we can build it all back up just like it was before again.
Well, you get those cycles, right? You have struggle, breeds strong people.
Hard times make strong good, strong men, right. and blah, blah, blah.
And then things get soft and people get stupid and then things go to shit and then we start over again.
Somewhere on Facebook I posted, 2020, when we realized that Demolition Man, RoboCop, Escape from LA, and Idiocracy were fucking documentaries, not entertainment.
So fun.
Anyway, on that note, on that cheery note,
everyone have a nice Independence Day. Go out and grill a piece of meat and shoot off a firework. And
try to wind up the day with as many fingers as you started with. That's really, hey, and teeth.
Yep.
Don't light shit off in your mouth. It's just dumb.
No,
there's
no
reason. There's no reason to put explosive things in your mouth.
You know somebody's gonna do it though.
I'm talking to all the males out there because women are way too smart to do that shit. You never hear of a woman going, "Yeah, I blew off three fingers holding an M80 in my hand." No, because they're smarter than that. Guys, no, we're dumb as shit. Oh, huh, I can do that. Yeah. Thanks, Stumpy. And I say that as someone who's blown up his share of mailboxes.
All right.
On that note, have a good weekend, y'all. And don't blow anything up.
Enjoy the holiday.
Don't blow anything up.
You know what I'd like? If anybody is listening at this point to the show, and if you're, you know, on our Facebook page, the SQRPT
page,
please share with us what you barbecued this weekend.
Oh,
I would love to see pictures of everybody's Fourth of July barbecue. I'd love to see that. We're just doing hamburgers. That's something simple. I know that there are people that will like break out the smoker and do some stuff.
Yeah, briskets and hog.
I want to see
all
that.
Kinds of yummy stuff. We're doing burgers and dogs too. Same.
Yeah.
Something very easy. Traditional. Yep. Exactly. Me. I might throw some taters on the grill. We're big on that.
Good night, everybody.
Night, y'all.